Lloyd Motheray,
mm-hmm.
brought his little sausage dog, who has unfortunately passed on since then.
Sassy.
To the station for a few days. And the Hot Cares team, this was pre-COVID,
mm-hmm.
the Hot Cares team being the Hot Cares team.
Took her for a walk.
Took her for a walk.
Yeah.
And now when the Hot Cares team goes for a walk, they see things.
Mm. They're always on the lookout.
They came across a place called Abbey Cross Lodge. So they thought, wonder what these guys do.
So off they went with Sassy.
And they said, could they talk to someone? And they were taken to the social activity director, a lady by the name of Blessing. And Hot Cares then said, look, can we help here with your frail care residents?
Oh.
Because a lot of the frail care residents need company.
Mm.
And what the Hot Cares team does as well is they give that company. They do so much good work.
Because we forget how lonely the aged become.
Yeah. Often you hear negative reports about old age homes and their staff. But the Hot Cares staff say Blessing is truly good for her name. Blessing. She is a blessing. Her warmth and sincere love and dedication to the residents is very special and very rare. And that is how Blessing's relationship with the Hot Cares team started. They would visit after work, and Blessing would help them arrange things like Valentine's teas and Christmas visits to the frail care unit and all the rest of it. Blessing reached out to us for masks in May, which we immediately got and dispatched to the home. But unfortunately, COVID did enter the facility, causing fatalities. And on top of the trauma, there were job losses as well for 13 carers and Blessing as well. Blessing joins us on the line. Blessing, good morning. It's good to talk to you. This must have been a very, very difficult time for you, watching these elderly people dying around you.
Who you'd cared for.
And there was nothing you could do about it.
Good morning to you and to all the listeners of Hot FM. Thank you for having me in your studio. It has been really challenging and it's been really heartbreaking because, you know, you tend to grow very close to them and all the stories that they share. And to lose them like that, it's not nice because you're not even given enough time to say goodbye. Just like all of a sudden, they're gone.
Yeah,
it's
one
so
day
tragic.
And gone. On the next. And it has also meant that the centre has had to release a whole load of the workers from their jobs.
Yes, unfortunately so. Obviously it affected everyone in the world. But yes, also it unfortunately affected Abacus, and that has put us in a situation where we didn't think we'd actually get there. But we do have hope, and we know that, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and, you know, things will work out. We hope.
Mm.
Okay. Well, Blessing, what Hot Cares are going to do, excuse me, is they're going to be sending grocery vouchers to the 13 carers who lost their jobs to help them a bit here. And also because of the relationship that Hot Cares has had with you personally, we have an anonymous couple who have very, very faithfully been supporting Hot Cares during the COVID Relief Fund times. And they would like to give you 5,000 Rand.
Oh, my.
And we hope that you can find some employment soon and get yourself back on your feet, Blessing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate it. I mean, we appreciate all of them. We all appreciate your effort and all that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you've done for those elderly people.
We hope this helps a little bit.
Yes, I need to help. Thank you.
Okay, Blessing. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone there. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. And And as the Hot Case team says, she does live up to her name.
There you go.
Blessing.
Hot 91.9. We care for our community.